You're listening to a Toe Network production, putting heroes on trial because someone has to.
Everybody, this is Sono.
And this is Amit, and this is not Moonspeak. This is actually the Uncommon Cast RX, and we are doing a commentary, just the two of us, on Kamen Rider Wizard in Magic Land.
Yeah, this was a fun movie.
This is a it really was.
It's a really fun movie.
We're watching the TVN version, so all you TVN haters out there, grow up.
Yep, for once, please. God.
You don't have to watch this version. You can watch the other if you want, but then you'll be desynced and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I mean, you can. There is an overtime version, which I also have for some reason. I have both. You can do that.
You might even be able to. Oh, no, because TVN hard subs everything, right?
Yeah, they do, which, a lot of people complain about, but it works for me because I usually have to convert files to watch at work, so it's easier for me.
And it's convenient for me because I like to watch things on my mobile devices.
Yes.
Yeah, so thank you, TVN.
Yes, thank you for that.
All right, well, now I think we've praised them enough. let's go ahead and, well, anyway, yeah, this is Wizard in Magic Land. Like, I waited a really long time for this to come out, and then it just kind of appeared. Did you have the same experience, or?
Yeah, I was really excited for this, and it came out a couple weeks into Gaim, I think. It came about the point at which I was getting tired of watching Gaim. Magic Land, the subs for Magic Land came out, and it felt good to enjoy Kamen Rider again.
I understand the sentiment.
I'm really hard on Gaim. I'm sorry to anyone listening who may be a fan of Gaim. I'm really hard on that show, and I'm unapologetically hard on it.
Well, I think it's good to experience perspectives and opinions that we disagree with and learn how to deal with those properly,
yes.
Whether you embrace them or not.
I mean, I have several friends that like Gaim, and good on them. They're stronger people than I am.
Yeah, I guess. Sorry, I'll refrain from commenting. But yeah, so we are making this in the shadow of Gaim. Not sure when this will come out exactly, but it'll be cool for you to pick up any time and go back and visit Wizard. And all the characters. So, I guess let's go ahead and get started.
Okay.
Alright, so, we're at all zeros. We see the pretty picture of the Wizard Infinity, which is a beautiful form, in my opinion.
Yes, very lovely.
Yeah, very sparkly, love the prongs, the crown kind of thing.
Yes.
Anyway, I will count down and we will start on, I don't know, on go.
Okay. Sounds right. Good.
Yeah, it's a word, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright, 3, 2, 1. Go.
Okay, and we're off and rolling. We've got our logo going on here.
Yes, indeed we do. A tiny bit of lag notwithstanding. We'll see how this turns out.
Got a magical rainbow.
Which is pretty awesome. So, I've read, like 3 or 4 books in the Oz series, and I like kind of the subtle reference more to the film Oz, in the movie, or in this movie. But, you know, it's pretty fun stuff. Good stuff if you're gonna reference it, you know?
Yeah.
You don't get much more classic than that.
Very true. Man, Wizard had really good designs.
Yes, it did.
And, you know, Koyomi doing the Koyomi thing.
You mean just laying there or being, like an object?
Not really contributing much to the plot at all.
Oh, well, there you go.
She's regardless of being, like, one of the main characters.
You know, ironically, she's still more of a person than Mai is getting to be in the end of Gaim.
Wow, that's really sad, because Koyomi didn't show up for half of Wizard.
I know, but it's unfortunately true. But hey, look at that, Wizard haters. It's a good point of comparison.
Wow, that was a good use of bind.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of clever stuff appears. Although it's funny that he didn't, like, grab onto the poles. It grabbed him. The way the magic always worked out was just a little bit counterintuitive, I would almost say.
Yeah. I mean, he kind of had to figure it out on the fly, and maybe that had something to do with it.
Could have been. Now, something I've praised pretty often in Rider movies is how they mirror or kind of encapsulate the series in, just a shorter amount of time.
Yeah.
And this whole thing about the Golden Wizard or Golden Mage wanting to recreate the world kind of in his image by using Koyomi, et cetera, et cetera. I think it parallels the series fairly well.
It does. This movie does a very good job of both setting itself outside of Wizard so as not to disrupt episodes, but also kind of keeping the general feel of the show going.
Did they just wake up? Because my sink is off.
Yeah. Haruto woke up. Koyomi's waking up.
Okay. All right, good.
Actually doing something for once.
You mean furrowing her brow?
Yeah, I mean, I love Koyomi. I'm just really angry that her actress couldn't be bothered to schedule her time to actually do a show she was starring in.
Yeah, I think that's probably one of the biggest, like, I don't know, entertainment or television faux pas I've ever heard of.
Yeah. Hey, taking place in Fairy World. But, I'm never going to be not upset about that because it kind of screwed up Wizard as a whole. Given that the main plot was about Koyomi.
Yeah, I would love to have seen what it would have been like had she been available all the time.
Yeah.
How much focus would have shifted.
We've got people going around on brooms, carpets. We've got kind of a sort of a city bike kind of broom exchange thing going.
It almost looks
flying trains?
Yeah, flying trains pretty cool.
Deno.
I like how everybody has the familiars. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Because I always really did like them.
I think Phone and Grill are just, like, so hilarious.
This is kind of a really hilarious use of magic.
The great thing, too, is, like, the mom grabbing her kid and stuff. It's fantastic. The fun thing, too, is, like, you could see little kids who might go and watch this. Like, they were probably doing these sorts of things at home, just playing around, having fun.
Oh, probably.
Like, pretending to be on the phone and things like that. And just to see this, like, kind of reinforce the legitimacy of their play is really neat.
I'm so happy that Shunpei gets some relevance for once. Yeah. Look at you actually doing things.
Although, what was that little wave he did? I guess it's just Shunpei being Shunpei, right?
Yeah, just him, you know, doing his Shunpei thing.
Did Koyomi ever wear this outfit in the show? Because it seems a little different.
I don't think so. No, she never did. It's very kind of White Wizard reminiscent.
Mm-hmm.
There's some mildly interesting movie foreshadowing.
Yeah. It's cool that we have, you know, this magical world and Shunpei readily pretty much accepts that they're from another world.
Yeah.
It would be dumb if he was really skeptical.
It would be, and I mean it's great that his whole dream in the non-magical world was to do magic, so it kind of shifted over. I want to go to another world. Oh hey, it's the donut cart.
I like how that's the same, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, most of the people are the same, but it's cute the way you get to see it play a little differently.
Yeah. I mean, I always really loved the donut cart, Team Donut.
Yeah, I love the superfluous use of the magic, too. It's like, you can walk around a few feet. No, but they're a really good comedic duo.
They really are. They really kind of, they played that up very well in the show, of letting them kind of be the comedic relief instead of most of the main characters, except Shunpei.
Did you see him as an audience identification character, or just as...
I did at first, but then they kind of fell out of using him that way.
And
here
then,
we go.
Yeah, this is
yes.
Weird, I don't quite remember. This is Rinko's job in this world, right?
Yep.
To deal with the phantoms? Okay.
My girl. She really carried Wizard for me once it kind of started, the writing kind of started falling apart. Actually, this was the first thing I found out about this movie.
Oh, really?
Was this.
I'm sure you were thrilled.
I was quite thrilled. I normally don't look at magazine scans for, like, the movies. Anything while the series is going on, I generally don't. But some people sent it to me and were like, this is very important and you need to see it right now.
I like how everybody else just, like, jumps in, too. It's not just that, you know, it's her job because she's a cop, but then, like, these ordinary citizens try to help out, too.
Everyone gets the chance to be Wizard and fight. And I think that's kind of cool. Just for kids watching, because they would want to be one of the wizards.
Do you have any strong opinions on the mage outfits?
The mage outfit itself, I don't like the beige, but otherwise I think it's a pretty cool suit. I love the big dragon hand.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that Rinko got to be the first one to use it. Canonically, Rinko is the first one using mage.
Right, yeah, that's true. Well, and it's kind of cool because she has an interesting relationship with Mayu, especially, like, in the Wizard After stuff.
Yeah.
You see that she's kind of, you know, her liaison.
Yeah, the two of them, Mayu kind of steps into Haruto's role, and Mayu helps with Section Zero. All three mages do, really, but the two of them really come close to working together.
That... so dumb. That's great.
I can't remember the name of the game that is.
Yeah, I'm not familiar, so. But it's cute.
Yeah.
Now, it's this, I know people made joke about the, you know, Drago Time four guys teaming up, but this is like Wizard Sentai right here.
Yeah.
Did they do anything like this in Magi Ranger with chains and,
I don't think so. Not that I can remember.
It's definitely a cool touch.
It is.
So cool.
Yuko did such a good job playing Rinko. And like, all of her movements and expressions as Rinko are just fabulous.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. I do like, though, that she's suspicious and that she, because she's a cop.
Yeah. And I mean, it's a great callback to when she first meets Haruto in the series proper, and basically right. The exact same thing happens.
Yeah. Maybe, is Koyumi wearing something very similar to this, maybe in the first episode?
I feel like the general, like, outfit was the same, but it wasn't that white one.
Okay.
It was, I think, more of a red and, like, a dark olive color. Oh, I think it was more of her usual one that she wore. She usually wears this same kind of cut and little cape.
Right.
But I don't think she wore the white one in the beginning of the series. And there's Ryuji, who some viewers may know as Bon from Dekaranger.
Ah, that's where he's from.
Yeah. His hair is very, very different here. I probably wouldn't have recognized him if I didn't already know that was him.
I think it's fun when people make cameos like that.
Yeah, and Toei really loves bringing in previous actors into movies and things.
I really enjoy, like, how Haruto goes all out in trying to figure out what's going on and, like, I don't know, catch his bad guy.
Yeah. He really does kind of throw himself in head first, not quite planning it out very well.
Which I think that's something I really appreciate about him, is that he was just, like, so... I don't know how to say it quite.
I get what you mean, because I've talked a lot about Haruto, and just being a wizard is so important to him.
Yeah, it really is. And then I like the subtlety of this, the composition of all these shots. Oh, look, he knows that she's Koyomi. That it strikes a chord with him that she can't do magic because, you know, he can't either.
And yeah.
You should have watched this before, so I hope, you know, we didn't just spoil it. But that's pretty cool because you wouldn't necessarily expect that.
Yeah. I like this magic badminton. Yeah. Badminton. That's a word I can't say.
With a banana. And listeners, don't believe that that's foreshadowing, because I'm sure it isn't.
What are they doing over there? Wow, that got intense.
Well, it's magical, so why not, right? You know, the fun thing about this, too, is that it has, like, such a good balance of humor and seriousness.
Yeah, they definitely know what to play as a joke. And really how to bring everyone in. Oh, God, the ancient magic mayo jars. I completely forgot about those. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, those are hilarious. I like how we find out, too, you know, the truth about mayonnaise in this world.
Which yes.
Pretty fantastic. I'll just leave that because it's so cool to watch.
Yeah, this is a pretty fantastic alternate universe as far as Kamen Rider alternate universes go.
Yeah. I love his reasoning, too, for using, you know, the ancient beast system.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, it's so Kosuke.
It's so very Kosuke. I like that he apparently made the belt instead right. of finding it. I'm going to build myself a driver.
Yeah, that is so cool.
I mean, it definitely goes to show, people forget how smart he is. He's a grad student in the show proper. I mean, he's a grad student. He's going for a master's degree. The dude's got some intelligence.
Yeah, definitely. It's another area of, you know, complaint I have with the show is if, you know, Koyomi's actress wasn't available, instead of going in, I don't know, some weird areas, why not focus more on him? Because I would love to have learned more about his past and how Chimera works and
Oh, I would have loved.
Like
see, the thing is, I think with Dragon and Chimera, which I would have loved to have seen more of, they're giant CGI monsters, and I don't think the budget could take it.
You're probably right about that.
Though we see in the beginning of Wizard that Dragon can also pretend to be Haruto, so I don't know why they just didn't go that route.
Yeah, that would have been a smart way to play it.
Yeah, no, I do wish we'd gotten a lot more about that.
Oh, I've forgotten the old man's name.
Oh, Wajima.
Wajima, that's right.
Who I also would have loved to have gotten more story for.
Yeah, that would have been cool. Although I really love how they took his, like the fact that the stone spoke to him and told him how to, you know, make them into rings, into the fact that he is a magic ring seller.
Yeah.
It's just so neat. It's such a great twist.
It definitely,
or spin rather on the character.
Yeah, it was definitely a great way to kind of adapt him to this universe.
I love how ridiculous some of these spells are, too.
Yes. That really was one of the fun things about Wizard, just how completely ridiculous it got.
I almost wonder, like, with Haruto's reaction there, if he just doesn't want to bother explaining it, or if it's, I don't know, kind of hurtful to see people that you know, and you know they don't know you.
Yeah, I mean, especially with Wajima, who took him in. So, I mean, Wajima and Koyomi are really the only family figures he has.
Right.
So, I mean, maybe he just doesn't want to kind of go into explaining. I mean, again, he reacts seeing Wajima doing the same thing with this other kid.
Yeah, he definitely feels it. You can tell.
Yeah. Which is one of the really great things about Haruto. He does kind of have all of these feelings, and he internalizes everything, but you do a really good job of seeing it on his face.
Yeah, I always really loved his acting, and how he had the cool exterior, but a lot of vulnerability, too.
Yeah, and again, I think if Koyomi had been around more, we might have gotten to see a lot more of that.
That's a really funny one.
Yeah.
I feel bad laughing, but it's so funny. You know, Rainbow Tornado,
yeah.
It just sounds...
Like, that's a really ridiculous thing to make into something kind of as horrifying as this goes.
Right. It'd be like if it was a rain of kittens or something.
Yeah. I mean, again, the Maji Ranger movie, to tie that in again, did something kind of silly with Kai riding into hell on a unicorn.
Oh, well, I guess that's how I would do it, so why not?
Yeah, it's like, oh, your dad had this unicorn. Here, you can borrow it.
That's really funny.
It was really, really silly. Another example of people in Kamen Rider not believing kids when they say things.
Yeah, which is unfortunate.
But I mean, I guess a lot of kids can relate to that.
Yeah, that's true. So it probably is nice to see that, especially because, the writers will typically go out on a limb and listen.
Yeah. Yeah, leave Koyomi unsupervised. That's a great idea. Leaving Koyomi unsupervised has always gone so well for everyone.
Yeah.
Hey, Kamen Rider girls.
Oh, are they practicing for their Gaim video?
Maybe.
Now, I know this is dumb, but the, Lupachi magic touch to go, that was in the first, I think the first couple, maybe, episodes of Wizard, and then it just, disappeared. But then Sorcerer has it here?
Yeah. I mean, it was probably cut out for...
That?
Time. It was probably cut out for time, but...
That would make sense.
Yeah, this always goes so well. Just let her wander around by herself.
See, now this is cool. I mean, it's an old idea, but I really like the, prince or royalty masquerading as as a normal person or as a peasant or whatever. It's always a cool story device, I think.
Yeah, it is. And I do really like how they used his character in this movie, because I really thought it was going to go a different way. But I really do like what they did here, and kind of the message that they're using for him.
I wonder if they put her in the white outfit specifically because they were going to have him in black as a peasant or as a employee of the palace, so that it would contrast with his, royal garb.
Maybe. I mean, that's a little strange given how dark this scene is.
Yeah.
But it makes her stand out and kind of assimilates him into the world, so maybe there's some of that there. Or maybe my education is just catching up with me and I'm reading too far into it.
Well, I mean, it's definitely interesting because he is kind of lost to himself, whereas she,
yeah.
even though she is, I mean, she knows where she wants to be, and she wants to be by Haruto's side helping him, and, I mean, she needs to be with him too, but
yeah.
she wants to help as much as she can.
It's everyone's favorite Phantom.
Oh, yeah.
I had originally wanted the plot of this movie to be Phoenix Breaks Out of the Sun, so, I mean, it is good to see him again.
Right.
And then my least favorite Phantom.
Oh, come on. He's great, isn't he?
He was a little too much for me. It felt a little too much like they were trying to bring back Enter.
Oh, okay. I can see that.
And I think just with the dynamic of the other two, he was just a little too much for me.
Okay, I can see that. Now, interesting, I heard somebody on... I don't know. I was listening to Karate Bugman. I know I was listening to Karate Bugman the other day, because they were on hiatus and came back. So one of the people who was on was talking about how he thinks that Gremlin was like completely irredeemable in the show, and it reminded me of what you had said about how in Wizard one of the themes, or like a mini theme,
is you can't save everyone.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
And I mean,
Sorry.
He is completely irredeemable as a person.
So did he put that for you when you had come up with that? I'm sorry,
the mayonnaise gag is great.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I really did love that whole exposition arc with Gremlin. I really loved it. I thought those were fantastic episodes. And they really played back to Phoenix's arc really well.
Yeah, especially with him becoming just, well, I mean, he kind of, wow, you know, I hadn't even thought about it in this way, is that he was already what Phoenix had become, which was...
Yeah, well, Phoenix's whole arc was Rinko trying to find a way to bring back Phoenix's humanity, which was
right.
impossible, and that arc really kind of drilled that point home, and then Gremlin came around like, oh, well, I still have my humanity, but I'm completely irredeemable. Oh, everyone's gonna save him. Everyone saves everyone, except no one really saves anyone in this show.
Well, there was that one time. No,
he saved Rinko and Shunpei.
Yeah.
And that was really the whole of it. No one else really got saved.
Now, did you have a problem with, let me see, I guess, the gremlin monsterness at all? Or is that something you enjoyed? What did you feel about the main Phantom designs?
Oh no, I loved the designs. Like I said, all of the designs in Wizard are fantastic. I love everyone's design. I think Medusa might be one of my favorites, but I mean, Gremlin's design I thought was great. Doing the Drago time.
Yep.
Which I
That's how he rolls, right?
never really yeah. understood, but okay.
Right. Yeah. It really doesn't make sense, especially with the truth of the matter about White Wizard being behind everything.
Yeah. White Wizard really didn't make a whole lot of sense.
No, he didn't. Oh man, Fueki.
Fueki.
He could have been so interesting too.
But again, I blame Koyomi.
Yeah, I guess so.
I blame her not showing up to work. I'm so happy that Beast is Chimera though. I'm so happy that's what his Phantom is. I love Chimeras.
Yeah. Yeah, that is really cool. I think it's like super weird though, like the conceit that he, you know, also designed this hyper ring.
Yeah. That is, I mean, maybe he talked to Chimera about it or something.
Yeah, I guess it's possible.
I don't know. Beast in the movies raises so many questions about so many things.
Yeah, he really does. I think it's so funny, too, that they were able to, like, double engage him.
Yeah.
Like, how exactly do you
that's,
do that?
I don't think that's ever done at any other time.
Except for when Haruto engages himself.
Oh, what a good thing that was.
Yeah.
Oh. And I'm not even sure what this phantom is.
Yeah.
Some other dragon? Maybe Leviathan?
It's the Asian dragon.
Yeah.
The Chinese dragon versus the Western that, that dragon is, you know?
Yeah.
I guess.
Maybe. Something.
I really like the integration though between, the bike and dragon.
Yes, I love dragon and the bike. I really would have loved to have seen more from that. Again, I would have loved to have seen more from the whole kind of underworld concept, but again, CGI budgets.
Yeah, I guess so. Although, I mean, I don't know if you do it just the right way.
Yeah.
Because it's mostly just the world with, you know, purple cracks here and there.
Yeah. I mean, I think in show there was also some, like, camera filters, usually. But since they're spending so much time here...
And then, oh, wow, I never noticed that with Kimera he gets his own weird version of the dragon kick. Or is that only in the movie?
I don't think he does this in show, because I don't think he generally goes into underworlds in show.
I think the one or two times he does, Kimera just, like, bursts forth at people and eats them or something.
Probably. That's kind of Kimera's thing.
That was pretty cool, though. I like how it... Yeah, it is. I like how it, like, mimicked Haruto's, you know... claw foot thingy.
Yeah, I mean, I love the giant dragon foot.
Now, the cool thing about the way this is structured is, watching it the first time through, it really does seem like it is Maya.
Yeah.
Who's behind everything. But there are subtle little things throughout when you watch it the second time that you can say, oh yeah, that's where they, you know, dodged or... You know, move just the right way to trick us, which is cool.
Yeah, no, they really played that well in this movie. The whole kind of red herring of it. Oh, I love Garuda.
Yeah, definitely cool. And then I like how they do the, like, most ridiculous way to infiltrate someplace. I mean, but it's just kind of nifty using the familiars like that.
Yeah, and again, it's a good callback to Haruto doing it in the first episode to escape jail.
Yeah.
Though he used unicorn then.
Right, which is ridiculous, because it could burrow with its horn, I guess.
Yeah. Weird giant horn.
So strange. Although, I mean, like, this is great, too.
This whole sequence is hysterical. Dress up is such a great ring.
Yeah, I love it. And then they're just BSing. It's so cool.
It's great to see Haruto kind of BSing his way through something. Because that's not something he got to do a lot of, whereas Kosuke, that's kind of Kosuke's whole thing.
Right. I really enjoy how, I love him grabbing his cape as he runs. And this is cool because his intelligence, you know, inadvertently gets them in.
Yeah, again, it's great moment of Kosuke's intelligence shining through. That we really don't get to see all that often.
And, like, the whole thing with the secret passage and everything is really...
This is
really
so
hilarious.
Great.
Yeah. I love this. Who's Snow White? Miss International. Just all their ideas.
I mean, again, this is very, very Harry Potter.
Yeah, it really is.
Thank you, Haruto. Thank you for that.
Oh, that's so great. I love, too, how she just is cool with it, you know?
That's not the right answer, but, you know, flattery. I think they just really didn't want to come up with an actual answer.
Yeah.
Probably. And then this horrifying thing.
Yeah, it's, I really like that when there's a lot of whimsy. Like, I think this is, you know, fully appropriate for an old, like an 8-year-old. I think it'd be fine.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, so whimsical and fun in all these places, but then there's just, like, dark, scary thing here.
And this isn't, like, a really, it's horrifying when you think about it, but, I mean, kids are used to seeing, like, a skeleton in their classroom.
Right, or dinosaurs.
Yeah,
or
so, I mean, like, just skeletons aren't going to be completely horrifying for them just to look at, but this... When you really think about what this is, like, this is a really horrifying thing.
Yeah, it really is. Especially, like, above or past Nito's shoulder, like...
Yeah.
The skull and, the, like, it's just how... it's really
this
nasty.
This is actual people.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this isn't just... They didn't just sculpt this weird skeleton thing for the king's weird magic... thing.
His awful magical device. But, you know, it's cool because it, you know, thinking about the series, it highlights the idea of the Sabbat and how all these people's lives are going to have to be sacrificed to accomplish this. And that just, like, it's visceral. It shows you that people died for the sake of this thing.
Yeah, no, and, I mean, that was always kind of a really dark thing in Wizard. That was never really kind of brought to the forefront, like, explicitly in the way it is here.
See, and then, I can't quite remember, that dumb movie, Exclusive Ring. just, why not teleport or something? Anyway.
Yeah, whatever. Sell more rings!
Yeah, I guess so. I forgot to research this. Is that Thanatos vessel, like, a real thing?
I think it might come from, Thanatos Gambit.
Hmm.
Which I think goes back to Gargoyles?
Oh. Well, that's something I should have researched.
Sorry. Thanatos Gambit is basically a gambit where even when you lose, you win. Hmm. Which I think is basically, kind of his thing here. Not Maya, they just said his name.
Yeah, I don't remember. The advisor.
The advisor, yeah. I mean, I keep thinking, I know his actor from a drama that I watched, and I keep thinking of him as that guy.
Well, that's too bad. That could be quite confusing, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's a problem that I have. I tend to do that. With some actors. And Naruto goes jumping out of windows, because that's
why not?
Great idea.
He's magical, he's fine.
It's true, I know.
It's just so funny that to see.
It's just like, I'm just gonna jump out this hole. That's a great way to do this.
Yeah. Now, I love the, I mean, speaking of the designs, I love the hat. The hat that Sorcerer's got, and I wish more people had had a hat.
Yeah, so cool. No, he's what, the second rider with a hat?
Yeah, I guess you're talking about Skull being the first.
Yeah, I mean, the hat isn't exactly built into his design, but it might as well be.
Yeah, it really it may as well be.
But I mean, I guess technically, he's the first one with a hat built into his design, and it's kind of hysterical.
Right. It is, but it's, like, so cool at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, again, this is a really good, really good movie rider design.
I really appreciate that they're actually giving Nito a chance to stand up against. I mean, he's toast, pretty much, but
yeah,
it's still pretty cool. Especially because, you know, showing off almost all of his mantles. Although, he didn't pull out Buffalo, did he?
No, I don't think so.
Or Buffa, whatever.
Whatever.
Ah, oh, poor kid.
Oh. I mean, think about how horrifying that must be in this world, where magic is kind of the center of everything.
It might be like losing a sense, honestly.
Yeah.
But then again, this is so cool that they set it up this way because Koyomi's going to be there to help him out.
Yeah.
I almost wonder if some of this might be a casual commentary on, I don't know, like the pervasiveness of technology and like, you know, we shouldn't all just rely on the same, shouldn't all rely on things, so, you know, desperately.
Yeah. I mean, it's also basically money in this world.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
Yeah, that's even a better one.
I mean, that's a great thing to comment on. Like, how are you supposed to get by that way?
And, you know, interesting, you know, Koyomi's dependent upon, you know, Haruto's goodwill, basically.
Pretty much.
He's basically like a vagrant, too, and, you know, he survives off of Wajima's kindness more than anything, it seems.
Yeah, I mean, Haruto also has no job, no money. He has enough money to buy donuts.
Right.
But, I mean, I guess technically he and Koyomi both work for Wajima in the store, so maybe that's how they get what little money they have.
Right.
But, I mean, Rinko's really the only one with a job.
Yeah. Yeah, Shunpei's still living at home. He might be, right?
I think he lives on his... He lives on his own. I think he might be a college student?
I don't know.
I forget exactly what his scenario is. I don't think he lives, like, directly with his parents, though, but they might give him money.
I don't think they ever really go that deeply into his history.
No, there's only really his introduction episode and then the episode with his friend.
Right, yeah.
And that's...
First, you must do this. It's so dumb.
It is
the easy money episodes.
Yeah, which is really a shame. I love Shunpei as a character, and I think he's just kind of woefully underutilized.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I mean, there were times when he got to shine, though. You know, calling out Haruto and Nito and stuff, and just they could have done so much more.
Calling out Haruto in one episode late in the series. When Haruto was, I think, gonna sacrifice some people for Koyomi's sake, and Shunpei just would not have it, was probably one of the best moments of the whole show.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Early rumors of Wizard talked about him having a bloom ring, which I assumed was a broom ring.
Yeah.
Which I thought would summon a broom or a belt or like a broom-themed bike for him to ride on. But I like that in the mages we actually get to see that because that's just so cool.
Yeah, no, I love their broom things, and I think that might be a kind of a callback to Magi Ranger where they had these kind of broom things that they flew on but didn't use very often, again, because of CGI budget in 2005.
Right, yeah. In 2005, that must have been tough. But that's, like, such a cool concept.
Oh, yeah, no, it's great, and I love how much it's used here, and kind of how everyone just has them.
Yeah, I especially love the fact that they're weapons, too, or they double as weapons.
Yeah. Ah, the return of bullet time. Really awkward magic bullets.
It's really too bad they didn't use those more either.
Yeah. Wizard did a lot of things that relied pretty heavily on CGI because of magic, and I think it really, they didn't know how to handle that with the budget after Fours had been entirely practical props.
Yeah, the only bit of CG would have been like with Magic Foot or with like the net switch.
Yeah.
But yeah, for the most part it was all practical.
So I think they kind of switched entirely to try and get away from that, and it kind of bit them a little.
interesting that since then, like, Gaim, even though it has the collectible gimmick, it doesn't rely on creating necessarily, like, widgets or whatever for them to use in the show.
Yeah, I mean, it did rely, early on it relied pretty heavily with the Invest games on CGI.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But, like, with Drive, we'll have to see how they handle the shift cars.
Yeah.
I think they're doing them CG a little bit.
A little bit. But I think he can pull the he can use the tire as a weapon. That's CG.
Right. And but that's not bad for one attack.
Yeah, no.
Especially if it's going to be, like, a finisher.
Yeah. So, I actually really thought that the captain in this, again, played by Bond from Decker Ranger, was going to be more of a character.
Yeah, was he kind of set up as a red herring?
Not in the movie, but in the magazine scans, I think he kind of was. Because I don't remember ever seeing the advisor in magazine scans.
Yeah, I know. I remember seeing the Golden Mage, but yeah, the advisor?
Yeah.
Maybe it was only after the movie had come out, because people were saying, like, oh yeah, this guy's going to be the oldest person to ever be a writer.
Maybe. I mean, again, I usually don't look at many magazine scans, but I only really remember the one of the captain, and I don't really remember seeing the king or the advisor kind of set up at all, so I really thought that the captain was going to be the main villain, or kind of more of a major villain.
I like how he just, you know, fully accepts Haruto as this insurrectionist and
yeah.
You're gonna lie to, you know, get whatever you need to, so I'm not gonna listen to you.
Yeah, I mean, it is really great to see him playing a more serious character after Deca Ranger. Oh. Throwing things is always kind of really harsh for me. It always comes across as really rough.
Yeah.
I mean, even really if he is in suit...
Ooh, see, like, that's pretty nasty.
Yeah, see, that you just hit a little girl in the face with a rock. That's really awful.
But, I mean, everybody reacted to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's played off as really awful. So, I mean, no one accepts that having happened as okay.
Yeah. It's kind of weird because there's almost...
Did she have any reason to know that was Maya?
I don't think
so. Or did she just, like, kind of figure it out based on mild context from that one time they met him?
Yeah, she might have figured it out. I don't know, it's kind of weird. Maybe it's a bit of an oversight.
Maybe. I mean, it gets us where we're going, so... I don't know, Koyomi sense. She is kind of psychic in a way, so...
Yeah, that's true.
I forget about that because she wasn't in the show. But I'll accept that as an answer.
You see, this is weird because I'm getting a sense of, like, I don't know, people versus the state or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, is this Winter Soldier before Winter Soldier came out?
Maybe a little bit.
I mean, because you have people acting in, like, the way the government wants them to act, and then all of a sudden they stop when they see, like, a person actually getting hurt in Koyomi, and then, you know, they're going to change their minds. And
yeah, and I mean, then,
fighting against them.
Then they're going to kill this kid, so, I mean, I guess... That really is kind of the turning point for the people when they see the government actively turning against them.
Which is an interesting and, like, kind of odd thing to bring in here, because, like, what you brought up about, like, the money system being, like, fundamental to the scheme, and, you know, Haruto goes and destroys it. It's kind of like a lot of weird messages in here. But overall, I think the theme is, like, you know, goodness.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
A lot of, maybe you could just walk away from it with a lot of different ideas.
Yeah. I mean, it's all good stuff to think about. I really wish Rinko and Shunpei had gotten to do more in this movie. That's just kind of my bias because I love them both, but still. Thank
you,
Kosuke.
I love how he breaks the fourth wall. It's so good.
Thank you, Kosuke.
I really enjoy his transformation, too. It's pretty cool. Except for the, like, thrust. Like,
yeah.
Very weird.
It is. I mean, I guess it's just the product of the belt. But
yeah, I suppose.
It is kind of awkward.
Yeah, maybe I was wrong to complain earlier about them not showing off all his, mantles, because I think he gets to bring out the others right now. So, yep, there we go. I felt like such a jerk. I was, went with my family to Catalina, which is an island off of California, mm-hmm. like Southern California, for those who don't know. And for some reason, like, before you get to the ferry or the boat to go there, they have, like, a huge bison. Oh, because there are bison on the island of Catalina. And I almost, if I'd had a red jacket, I would have slung it over my shoulder and taken a picture next to the thing. Because I really like the mantles and I really like Beast. I have a weird thing with like secondary characters and second riders.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because they offer a contrast to the main hero.
Yeah, and I mean, they have been pretty good in the past couple of years. I also really love the mantles just because, almost entirely because Beast's suit is basically a lion and he has a chameleon, and that brings me back to Geki Ranger.
Oh.
So I really liked the inclusion of the chameleon.
I don't know. Maya's weird. Like, I get he's like he feels oppressed and he's in this world that he doesn't belong in. But it's, I know it changes, but maybe it's good that it shows his harsh reaction to it and wanting to like lash out and destroy everybody because of it. Especially because at the end he, like turns from that, right?
Yeah, he does. I believe. It's very much Syndrome from The Incredibles.
Yes.
It's very, very much like that.
That's interesting. See, and I guess maybe for a kid watching, the lesson would be like to not let anybody become like this.
Yeah, you know, it's like
if
you,
they're sad, reach out to them.
Yeah, if you see someone who's different getting kind of pushed away from people, if you go befriend them, maybe they won't try and destroy the world.
Although you should just do it out of the goodness of your heart, but that's just like a bonus, right?
Yeah. I mean, everyone needs friends.
Yes, Uchukita indeed.
Indeed.
But, you know, that's cool because Haruto kind of, I think, has a foil in Maya here because he has lived as like a, I don't know, like a separate person.
Oh, yeah. No,
who,
definitely.
Who with his parents dead. And
his parents dead, having to kind of bear the responsibility of being wizard that no one else has in the beginning of the series, and wizard really is kind of a burden for him that he never wanted, but he accepts it because if he doesn't do it, who will?
Right, and I think there's a cool kind of idea of survivor's guilt with Haruto and Koyomi.
Oh, definitely.
And it's really interesting that yeah, I think Maya does an interesting reflection of that because, you know, he's just gone a different direction than the two of them.
Yeah. And again, it's because he was alone.
I Now, this whole thing where he is a phantom and he created this world, when did he create this world and how much history does it have? Is he from...
I guess he created this world when he brought Koyomi in, and everything else is just kind of a construct? Maybe? I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
maybe.
It's hard to tell. But, I mean, that would be the time at which it could be assumed. I don't know. Oma's kind of a weird character.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Very strange.
That's like... a great cape, though.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's so cool. See, now, that kind of sucks. He just wants to see people suffer.
Yeah, like, what a terrible person.
But then again, that parallels, like, Gremlin, how he just wanted to kill people towards the end, and then...
Well, Gremlin always just wanted to kill people.
Right, you're right. I mean, but then he became wholly consumed with it, I guess.
Yeah, well, then he wanted to kill more than just girls with black hair.
That's right, that's what I mean. He stepped up his game.
Oh, Gremlin.
No, but I also think it's funny how he and Phantom, or the guy who became, I'm sorry, Phoenix, paralleled, because Phoenix was this, like, legitimately nice guy, and then when he became a Phantom,
all he wanted to do was evil. Yeah. I mean, again, those two arcs paralleled each other really, really well on so many levels.
I love that line from Haruto. It's so cool.
You're such a cool guy, Haruto. With your complete inability to despair ever for any reason.
I love, too, I'm going to destroy this world. Like, that should be a bad thing, but it's actually hopeful.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess, you know, taking that to another, like, philosophical or metaphysical route, you could say he's going to destroy the world of, like, you know, darkness and despair and depression and make things better for people.
Yeah, back to...
Which ultimately he does.
Bring everything back to his world where people don't have to suffer this way in various ways.
Oh, here we go. Beginning of the show line coming back, right?
Yep. I always loved the little glasses flip on the ring.
Yeah, it's definitely weird, but it's cool. That cape is fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That is such a great cape.
Is that even real? Did they CG that, or that's...
No, I think that's just an actual cape.
That is some, like, amazing,
cape
what,
flipping.
Seamstress or seamstress
yeah.
work done on that thing to make it flow like that?
I could definitely probably pick out the materials. I can't remember what at the moment. I would have to go looking through fabrics, but I've seen a lot of cosplay stuff using that to kind of get that effect.
Well, it's gorgeous. So
they did a very, very good job with the costumes in this movie.
One thing I appreciate about the mage suits is, like, the militaristic aspect of it, because, like, I don't know, this is kind of a tyrannical world.
Yeah. It really, you know, like, they are kind of the police army.
Yeah, and even in as much as it's, like, fantastical, it's still, there's tyranny.
Yeah. It's still very, very much kind of the police army of it.
I really do like all the variety that comes with his, what, style changes? Isn't that what it was called?
Yeah, his styles. They really did do a lot of different little details with the shapes of things. That always was really neat. And then his fabulous dragon raincoats.
Yeah. Yeah, those are really cool. I don't know how much sense they make, but they're really awesome looking. I love that too.
Oh yeah, I love the chest dragon.
I Like, the funny thing is, like, because it's magic, it's so unnecessary for the dragon's head to actually appear there, but it's so cool. You just want to see it.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is kind of where we kind of realize how horrifying that is.
Yeah.
In that that was that little kid's mom.
Yeah. But it's cool because, like, the power of his love for his mother, you know, created, or the power, whatever. His love for his mother created that ring, and it you know, helps Haruto in a big way to save the day here.
Yeah. And then we get this great rose petal fight.
Yeah. Also see Sailor Moon Crystal episode 5.
Yes.
For awesome rose petal action.
Again, might be some kind of callback to the various rose-themed things Sailor Moon brought to magical fights.
Well, that would be cool. This is such a bizarre... Like, I don't know, this makes more sense, though, that this would be his, like, a final form for him.
Yeah.
The Infinity with the dragon parts. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's ludicrous, but it's cool.
With his crazy dragon foot.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great shot. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, this is actually, like, really good CG right here.
That was fantastic.
Like, it's funny because the mechanics of, like, how the world changed and stuff is so bizarre. But, I mean, I guess it's okay. It's magic, right? You don't have to explain fully.
Is it a separate world, or is it just some kind of, like, rewritten world?
It's
kind of weirdly...
Like it's
It's kind of... They kind of imply different things, which is weird.
Yeah, but it's kind of like, if you think about Wizard of Oz, which I brought up earlier.
Yeah.
Like, it's a dream world, but then it's kind of real, because everybody was there, and...
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, the wizard shouldn't have been able to get back and stuff, if you think about the movie too hard.
Yeah. It's like, oh, once again, leaving Koyomi by herself for any length of time makes everything more difficult.
Yeah, she just gets into trouble. Oh my gosh, okay. We get some really funny moments coming up here with Rinko and Naruto. I thought they were funny. I mean, it's one of the few times that something like this doesn't upset me in these shows. Like the
this.
There too, it's Shunpei.
I mean, they do this kind of thing a couple of times with Rinko in the Net movies, and Rinko never really stands for any of this.
Yeah,
Rinko has absolutely no tolerance for being touched against her will.
I like too that her slapping him, you know, signifies that they're back in the real world.
Yeah.
Like, yep, that makes sense.
I mean, Rinko and Haruto have this really great, fantastic relationship over the course of the show.
Yeah, they really do. It's interesting too because as much as I could see them becoming a couple, I can also see it just remaining completely like
as it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
They really kind of have the most developed relationship over the course of the show, and I think she kind of stepped in a lot of places where Koyomi was supposed to help develop him.
Yeah, you're probably right, especially, like, I'm thinking about right before he kicked Phoenix into the sun in the hospital. They were both there, but I'm not sure that if it had been Koyomi alone that it would have had the right, like, resonance to it to make it work, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the Phoenix arc really was about Rinko. But, again, they call a lot of that back in the Gremlin arc, and that's all Haruto and Rinko. And even when Koyomi shows up at the end of that, and it's the three of them, it's still really a moment that's about Haruto and Rinko.
Yeah. Just love the...
Bless him and his mayonnaise.
The mayonnaise.
Haruto has no time for this.
Yeah, see, this kind of thing makes it feel like a rewritten world.
Yeah.
And it's cool to see that, you know, she's alive now.
Yeah, he gets his mom, and she has her flowers.
I wonder if maybe that scene with Mias was to parallel this one.
It definitely is, because it's in the same spot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's the same location. So it's definitely Koyomi's thinking about Maya, so they went back to that spot. And look, there he is, happy with his family.
Right.
He's got a wife and a baby. And that's good for him. He's not alone.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the point. It's not that now he's a mage or that he has power or something. It's that he has somebody.
Yeah, it's now he's not alone. And I think that's kind of a really great way to wrap him up.
And again, a foil for Haruto who kind of does end up alone, but not really, at the end of the series.
Yeah, well, he ends up alone at the end of the series, and then they close it up in Wizard versus Gaim.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. You're right about that. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a very cute movie. Definitely one of my favorite solo movies of the past couple of years. In comparison to Movie Wars.
Right. Yeah, I forgot how fun that was, and I know I enjoyed it the first time I saw it, but to see it again was a lot of fun. Okay.
I don't think we have anything new for the moment.
Okay. Well, I guess, if you guys want to keep hearing us talk about magic and you haven't checked out Moonspeak, you can go do that. Sona was good enough to put a link to the episodes we have up so far.
Yeah, I have a full list over on Brand New Love Song, just of all the episodes. You can get to them that way. They're all up on Trial of Heroes. I know you guys have a tag and a category for them over there to get to them pretty easily.
I might even try to do a little Moonspeak WordPress and then have it there, so if you just want to get stuff there.
Yeah.
But I have to look into all the implications of that, so.
Yeah.
So, please be patient. Thank you for, waiting for me to learn all this stuff, because I don't know everything, so.
Yeah, this
and
is
if you have any...
all doing this on the fly.
Yeah, and if you have any advice on how to, make it better, then go ahead and email us. You'll get our contact information at the end of the show. I guess thanks for listening, and no. For sure. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
And maybe suggest a movie that you'd like to hear us do a commentary on.
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to do more of these. This is the second one I've done, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we always have a good time, so if there's more to do. We have one more idea, I guess one thing kind of on the docket to do, but I'd like to get a big list and then just start working my way through it, so...
Yeah, I mean, I'd suggest O's Wonderful. That's a movie.
Yes, that is a movie. I know we've talked about that before. I don't know if I've ever done a commentary. I'd have to look that up.
I mean, I'd definitely be on board for that. I'd love to watch that movie again.
It might just be fun to have an excuse to watch it again.
That's actually probably my favorite, individual writer movie.
Oh, wow.
It's so ridiculous and fun. I can't help but completely love it.
Yeah, I understand it's just kind of zany. And interesting, another kid and his mom kind of thing going on there,
yeah,
too. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, another tie back to that. And actually, A to Z kind of did the same thing.
Yeah, you're right. In, a really weird, uncomfortable way.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really strange, but... Yeah, wow, I think Forze is the only one of the first four post-Decade movies that didn't do that.
That's interesting.
I actually don't really remember A to Z that well.
Well, creepy mother.
I remember that much.
That's all you need.
I remember that much. I remember being kind of annoyed that they kept implying that she was Shroud, because she was not.
Yeah.
Even a little.
Definitely not. And even, Shroud's another conversation for another day.
I will gladly have 10 conversations about Shroud.
Yeah, I wanted to do this, common, this, I think I was wanted to call it, uncommon fight where, anybody in the group or anybody in the group versus a listener, we discuss something and have an argument about it for a while, or not even an argument, but just discuss our opinions on a random, writery topic.
Yeah.
and with a little contention in there, might be a lot of fun. So maybe you and I should talk about what our thoughts on Shroud are, and then we can do a little thing about it.
We could definitely do that. I have too many opinions on Shroud. If I'm known for anything among Rider fans, it's that.
Oh, well, maybe I could just wind you up and then, like, watch you spin and say different contradictory things.
You could.
Because that would be okay, too.
I mean, I do need to go back and rewatch Double, because there are holes in my memory. But, I would gladly talk about her for 10 or 20 years.
All right, well, everybody, maybe that's something you can look forward to. And if you have any suggestions for contentious writer topics we can discuss, send them in.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you for listening, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in.
If you experience any complications, would like to make a testimonial, or have any questions, send your correspondence to uncommoncastrx@gmail.com or contact us via Twitter @SonarYourFace. On behalf of everyone, this is Amit saying we hope you have enjoyed this dose of the cure for the Kamen Rider Show. I run the show's Twitter feed @UncommonRx, as well as the Toll Network feed @TrialofHeroes, where you can keep up to date on all our shows, including Moonspeak, a bi-monthly Sailor Moon Crystal show discussing the ongoing series. Subscribe through iTunes, Stitcher, your favorite RSS reader, or visit trialofheroes.wordpress.com to get it all.